Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and all that stuff in between. What's going on?
All that stuff in between.
I was just trying to change it up. I'm tired of saying the same thing.
I'm just afraid that there might be stuff in between that I don't want.
In between sex and relationships?
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff in between.
When you say in between, I think the legs, in between the legs, when you say that.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I just meant all that, because I always say sex, relationships, and everything in between. So I just wanted to change it up and say all that stuff in between.
Okay.
You just think legs.
I think legs, and then I think maybe there might be some dungeness down there, you know?
I don't even know where your brain goes.
Yeah.
My brain is...
all over the place. Jesus Christ, you're going to be on television.
Soon. Yeah, we're going to be
Hopefully.
On TV. I watched the show. It's really good. Everyone's going to freak out. It's going to be on Bravo TV. It's called Misadvised, and Menace is in it way too much.
No.
He's awesome. Menace is awesome in it. And
I was nothing but a sweetheart the whole taping.
You know, Menace was a jerk to me, which is why I loved him. It was awesome.
No.
But you got to see it. I can't really talk about it, but it's pretty cool. And so I was filming all weekend. It was so beautiful here in San Francisco, and I was filming in my apartment with the windows taped shut, and it was 90 degrees, and I live on the top floor, and I was sweating my ass off.
We haven't even talked since the weekend.
I know.
That's crazy.
Right. Because yesterday I couldn't do the
show.
Yeah. What happened?
I went to a .com party.
Oh, right. I talked to you. Was it fun? I mean, before you went.
It was fun. It was open bar. And you know me.
Love the open bar.
Love the open bar. I take advantage of the open bar.
I'm sure you do.
I'm like the old lady that goes to the buffet with the plastic wrap in her purse. And I just put, you know, some food items in there.
Would you bring
when it's open bar.
Do you bring like a thermos?
No. I just, you know, drink as much as I can. And the problem is I didn't really look too hard at the bottles, and they were serving Jose Cuervo, the brown tequila. And
you hate brown tequila.
You know me. I always say
go with the clear.
I drank way too much brown tequila, and the party ended at midnight, and then my buddy was at a bar that was down the street, and you know me. Hey, you know, you're not in your right mind. You should go home.
Right. You should not go home. No.
You should not go out. I went to the bar, and I drank a lot more.
Did you get sick?
I started getting sick. And then so I go outside, and these girls are like leaving this like trendy nightclub that's around the corner.
South Market somewhere?
Yeah. And they're all dressed to the nine, you know, whatever. But they didn't have no ass. They're like, they had like flat asses, right? And I'm drunk, and they kind of like snagged my cab. So I'm drunk, and I started yelling.
God, Menace, when you get drunk and you slander women, what did you say?
And I was like, is that the flat ass cab? Is that the cap for only women with flat asses?
As you're like barfing in the alley?
Yes.
And what'd they say?
They didn't say anything, but they could hear me because I was like 5 feet away and all right. their windows were rolled down in the cab. And I was like, I was just going off on how they
oh
have
my
flat
God,
asses.
Menace.
Bitches stole my cab.
Bitches, you better stop drinking so much and getting sick in an alley. And then
no,
you
see, that's
upset.
Why I stay home because if I go out, I get in trouble. You know me.
You just got to stay. You're just an alcoholic and you have to stop.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Okay, you're not an alcoholic.
It doesn't taste – alcohol to me does not taste good.
Me neither. That's why I don't drink.
I don't drink it every day. I right. just, you know, wait till
on
the
weekends. And then you
on the weekends, I go hard on the weekends.
Yeah, you do. You binge drink. I know. It's fun.
And I'm going to Vegas the next 2 weekends.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm so sad. You leaving this Friday?
This Friday. I'm out.
Oh, my God.
Deuces.
That's so fun. You're going to have a blast. And I have been
just freaking out over being on television.
Freaking out over being on television because there's a lot of stuff that is revealed, and I've been freaking out about that, and I was shooting all weekend, but I've been listening to some old shows, Menace, because we're, you know...
Reminiscing,
just going back in shows, and there's been some interesting stuff, like the time that you got engaged. That was a good time.
That was cool.
Yeah, I listened to that. And there, yeah, that's been fun. So I... got a call last night. So today's show, we're going to be talking about porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inspired by a phone call I got last night by a friend of mine who said, my sister is about to break up with her boyfriend because she caught him watching porn. And I thought, aren't we sort of moved through this, that we all understand that a lot mm-hmm. of men just watch porn? It doesn't mean that he wants you to, you know, be that certain way. Just like guys watch porn because that's how they get off. That's what they do. You don't watch porn, I know.
Yeah.
But men, don't you say like most of your friends watch porn? Or
Yeah.
Guys watch porn. And it reminded me of like the story of when I was, you know, in my 20s and I was dating this guy. I was probably like 23 and I found he watched porn and I was devastated because I thought, it means that I'm not satisfying him, that I'm not enough for him. And I think that the fact that this still goes on, I thought we should do some explaining about porn for couples, what we can learn from porn and what we can't learn from porn.
Because mm-hmm.
there's a lot of guys, especially now, who learn, like younger kids growing up, they learn what to do by watching porn, not necessarily the right messages. So we're going to talk about what you can and what you can't learn.
All right.
And we've got some emails. So we've got some sex in the news.
You are big into supporting the porn watching. And understanding that men have to watch it.
I understand that men have to watch it. It's a separate thing. Like, they might have had the best sex of their life. In fact, I think the men who bring better sex sometimes want more. Like, they want to watch porn more because they're more turned on. But it doesn't mean – it's only a problem when it becomes an addiction. And when that happens is when it starts to take over your life. You can't go to work. It's ruining your relationships. That's when it's a problem. But otherwise, healthy porn watching, I'm not saying that it's – there aren't some harmful things about porn, but we're going to get into all that today.
For real. And how crazy is it? We just had a little reminiscing right now.
Oh, my God. I wish he was – why was he here?
Corey,
yeah?
Who's actually – he was helping run the radio station that we met at.
6 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. So he just started a podcast here at Citra 2. It's called Cluster F.
Oh, he's recording it?
Yeah, so he's
a host?
Yeah, so you record that. He's doing it with his friend named Steve.
Okay.
His friend Steve doesn't like me.
Why?
Because we're like going back and forth on Twitter because we work for different companies.
Oh, is he the one who was like telling, like saying mean things about you?
That's like a couple of people. They're always saying mean things about me on Twitter.
Oh, my God. But I see you on television.
Well, yeah, they have a lot more ammo to talk about me.
You're
but,
hilarious.
You know, I totally support them. They, you know, this Stitcher. We recorded the Stitcher Studios. It's an app that you can download for free. It's awesome. And there's a lot of great podcasts on the app. So,
right.
But, you know, we are the number one podcast on there.
We are the number one podcast, aren't we? And if we're not, make us the number one podcast. Tell your friends.
Just download the app. It's free. And you just search Sex With Emily.
STITCHER.
Correct.
Correcto. Okay. So we have some Sex in the News today.
All right.
Okay. Yogurt. Good for your bowels, good for your sex life. I don't like talking about bowels, typically.
You hate talking about caca.
I know. MIT scientists studying the power of probiotics to fight obesity get more than they bargain for. Not only does yogurt make mice slimmer, it also makes them sexier.
Why is everyone on this yogurt kick lately?
A Greek yogurt. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Male mice fed a supplement of yogurt. It's much shinier, thicker coats than their junk food eating siblings. But shiny fur wasn't the only thing that set the yogurt eating mice apart. They were also slimmer, and the males had swagger with testicles that were 5% bigger than their counterparts.
Jesus.
And 15% bigger than those mice had junk food diet. The female mice that ate yogurt were even shinier than the males, tend to be better moms to their large litters, and they think it's all about probiotics. And it's so funny because I've been hearing so much about probiotics, and mm-hmm. it's just, you can take a probiotic pill, and it's just supposed to help with everything. And I eat a lot of Greek yogurt myself.
I don't know.
You don't like the Greek yogurt?
No. I mean,
what if
I'll
your testicles all of a sudden got 15% bigger? Would you want them to be bigger?
Nah, I'm good.
You need to get new clothes.
Yeah. No, I don't know. There's always a new health craze. Remember I was telling you that there was the African mango that makes you like 20 pounds lighter in a
Was that real?
Month?
What happened to that?
No, it's like you
it's
can buy
real,
it. It's
right.
like it's 100% natural. It's crazy. But I don't know because like when I was like just like banging all the time, I was still eating.
Like high school 10 years ago?
No.
Oh.
Not too long ago.
Okay. Right.
Like 6 years ago when I was really in shape. It was just, I wasn't eating that. I was still eating like a lot of junk food, but all I was doing was eating less carbs. And I was working out a lot.
Right.
And I felt better.
How many years ago was that when I met you?
6 years ago, yeah.
When I met you.
After I met you, it's all downhill.
It wasn't because of me.
I can't even stand up straight. I hunch over. I gained 65 pounds.
Did you gain? How much did you gain?
Probably like 50.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You gonna lose
it's
it?
Crazy. Whatever.
Okay. You look great, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. Another effect of the recession.
I'll just get a tan. Just tan
keep
it off.
Talking about the freaking tan. I'm gonna buy you a tanning
booth. I'm obsessed
booth.
With like being pale.
Why don't you just go tanning before you go to Vegas so you can do that?
No, I'll just burn it up.
Are you going to lay out by the pools and do stuff like that in Vegas, or is it all work?
It's all drinking. That's all it is. Just drinking and gambling.
Ugh. Okay. That sounds like a good time.
I barfed like 17 times on Sunday. Like, I couldn't even move.
Oh, because of the tequila?
Yeah, of all the tequila.
You barfed 17 times in your apartment?
I swear to God. And I feel bad because my bathroom is right next to my door. So I know that the people in my apartment building could hear me just like,
oh my
God,
like gross.
As loud as
I've never thrown up from drinking in my entire life.
What?
Not once. I don't drink enough.
I have a friend that claims that too.
It's true.
She's like, I've never thrown up. Have you ever thrown up?
A few, like twice in my life from being sick.
What?
I'm not a throw upper. I have a fear of throwing up. It just seems disgusting.
I've barfed dumpsters. Okay?
I know. I'm sure. You could fill every dumpster in San Francisco with the barf that you just did probably last weekend. But that's just menace. Please be careful in Vegas and don't end up in jail.
No. I am wanted in a couple states.
I know you are.
I gotta lay low.
Another effect of the recession, there's a sex toy boom. Love to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
The recession has led to a boost in the sales of sex toys as more and more couples opt for indoor fun, with 3/4 of British women now owning one. Global sales of vibrators and other sex toys soared to $8.9 billion a year and are set to rise to $64 billion by 2020, matching those of smartphones. The causes of the boom include changing attitudes to sex toys, wider availability, and celebrities being open about their sex life. Flurries of sales can be seen every time a famous celebrity gives a big interview about their sex life or their love of sex toys.
I think it's Walgreens. I'm putting it down on Walgreens right now.
They just sell the cock ring.
No, they got like the sex wedge. They got all those supposed back massagers that are really vibrators. I think they're the ones that are leading the revolution in
maybe
sex toys becoming mainstream.
Maybe. I know someone who's selling like a lube to Walgreens starting soon, but I didn't know that
they
sold sex toys.
They're the ones, man. They're
yeah,
doing
maybe.
It.
Maybe. You can just buy them at Walgreens. But speaking of sex toys, today's show is brought to you by Adam and Eve, 50% off most items for limited time, and you pick out 3 adult DVDs with your order. You can pick out any DVD that you want. Porn, sexy, whatever, how-tos, mm-hmm. which we're going to get into later, and use coupon code Emily at checkout.
Oh, my God. I think you were talking about this the other day, or I was just out of my mind. But, you know, they used to really be big into promoting the Kim Kardashian
right.
porn DVD. Have you been seeing what's been floating around?
The grandmothers?
Old yeah.
That's hilarious.
So if people don't know, there's...
Do you believe I've seen it?
There's this vial. I do not believe that you've seen it.
Do you
it
think
all.
It's real?
Probably an intern show you. No, they. I saw an interview with the old ladies last night.
And they were really watching it for the first time?
Yeah. They're hilarious. They're actually really funny.
Are they all good friends?
They're sisters.
The all three the, of them?
Yeah, so
they're
people...
Like, oh,
we
gotta, my
we gotta
God.
We got to tell people
so
we're talking about.
Okay, tell them what we're talking about.
There's this video where three older women, they have to be in their late 60s.
Late
probably.
60s, yep.
And it's just a reaction video. There's a camera set up and they're looking at a laptop and they're all watching the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Right.
And it's just hilarious that they're like their comments on the
yeah,
video.
Yeah, they're
like,
oh my God, did she do that? Oh God, she should. Oh, that's yeah. big. Oh,
she's really good at that.
She's good. What she put her mouth all the way down yeah. there. Oh my, it's hilarious.
So I probably would Google or get on YouTube and type in old ladies watch Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Yeah,
you'll find
it's
it in 5 seconds.
Hilarious. Yeah, my
it's
friend funny. Sent it to me. I laughed. I saw it. I thought I felt like I was part of the viral.
You,
I know,
at,
I know, I know.
You.
I meant to bring it up. I'm so glad you
wow.
brought it up.
Being part of internet memes.
I like the medium. I like the internet. Okay, so separate bedrooms spice up sex life. I saw this and I so agree.
I totally agree. I don't
I
like
think
anybody
that couples
on me.
I know. You don't even cuddle.
It's just so hot, man. It's hot.
It's not hot.
My apartment, the windows face the Golden Gate Bridge and the sun just beams in. Even if it's like cool outside, it's kind of hot in
right?
my apartment.
But so, you never liked cuddling, even in your old apartment.
I don't want no bitches laying up all up on me and getting me extremely hot. I can't, sleep
but,
when it's hot.
But what about right after, like for 10 minutes cuddling?
10 minutes is long. And 10 minutes
ten
is an
minutes
eternity.
Is not a long time to cuddle.
We've been barely doing this radio show today over 10 minutes. It doesn't seem like it's been longer than that. So imagine sitting there for 10 minutes.
You just got to find chicks who don't like to cuddle because I'm such a cuddler. Like, it's my, I'd rather
no,
cuddle
no,
than
see,
have
the
sex.
Thing is, I
shouldn't say that on record, but sometimes
is,
I'd rather cuddle than have sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of women. But thing is, I could just imagine being with a woman that doesn't want to cuddle.
That's
I think
what
that
you
I would
need.
Be no. I think I would be kind of oh, she doesn't want to cuddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's kind of a double edged sword.
Oh, so if she was just like gotta go or
yeah,
roll over,
gotta bang, you... gotta. Then it feels like oh, this BZ doesn't care about me.
Oh,
somebody
you
that
want
loves
her to
me.
Yeah. You want her to want to cuddle you, but then you want to reject her.
Yeah.
That's sweet, Menace.
See, that's totally like a woman thing
that's
to do.
That's a chick thing.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to want me, but I don't really want him.
Yeah.
Like, I want every guy to like me, and I want him to want to do this. Yeah.
See, that's probably why, you know, I have some of those female tendencies because I grew up with my mom since I was six
right.
years old.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
crazy.
You're very sensitive and sweet, honey.
I try.
Okay, separate bedrooms. So here's the deal. Does yeah. time apart help keep the fire stoked? American couples seem to think so, as the National Home Builders Association can attest. So since 2007, there's been a marked uptick in construction of and on demand for separate master bedroom and bathroom suites, as couples in fancier homes seem to be embracing mystery as an essential component of sustained romance and love. Keeping a separation between your sex life and annoying personal rituals is a way to preserve that original environment from which the love and passion sprung. When nudity and bathroom activity becomes commonplace, it can be humdrum rather than sexy. This is fucking brilliant. I saw this on Twitter and I like was like, this is amazing, because here's the deal. The thing that we find hot is the newness of a relationship. Then you see your partner taking a dump and you're like, that's no longer hot. Or they're walking around naked yeah. or they're pissing or whatever, peeing a pee.
Does this happen to you? Guys are very open about their farts after they've been with you for a while.
Some guys have been and some guys aren't. But, you know, my last few guys have not been, and I appreciate
huge
that.
Farters.
No, but they've been not open about it. And I think that's fine. I think all the couples listening right now, if the sex has gone, the sexiness has gone out of your relationship, it's because you are taking dumps in front of each other. You're spending too much time together. You're walking around naked. There's no mystery. And the thing that makes sex hot and maintains it and keeps the romance going is keeping that mystery. So I think getting separate bedrooms, if you can afford it in your house, and you're building a new house right now, or you're whatever, even maybe you have separate apartments. Makes sense.
Oh, you would love that separate.
I mean, this guy that I've been dating a few months, like, I close the door when I go to the, I'm not like, I'm
yeah,
not,
I don't want that. I don't care how long we've been, I don't care if we've been together 15 years. You better be closing that door. I don't want to see
that
crap.
Door. You don't want to see that crap of the crap. And yeah. you don't want to see, even the naked part, like getting naked and like it just still it takes away the excitement of it. I'm just saying that I've been saying this for years, and Woody Allen actually lived in separate homes from Mia Farrow when he was married to her. He did end up sleeping with her daughter. That was a bad side effect of that. But however, he was one of the first who did that.
That's insane.
Well, I'm sorry. Daughter part was bad, but this separate homes worked
separate
for them
homes.
Until he did that. So, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good example.
It's a bad example,
this
but
is a terrible
example.
Well, you should – maybe it should be
– I should vet my examples better before
did the Brady Bunch – did the Brady Bunch – they have separate beds?
Separate beds, I think.
Were they in the same bed?
Mike and Carol?
Yeah. But then the dad ended up being gay. So that's a bad example,
in real life,
too.
He ended up being gay, but not on the Brady Bunch. Was he gay?
No.
I loved the Brady Bunch. Did you love the Brady Bunch?
I love the Brady Bunch. The mom was sleeping with
Greg, the son.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was
I don't
banging.
Know. I think just a few times they slept together.
That was cool.
I loved the Brady Bunch. I was obsessed. Okay.
Man.
Porn City, USA. Orlando tops list of smut-friendly cities.
Orlando?
Yep.
Well, of course. It's all a bunch of old people living there now, and then they have nothing else to do.
Yeah, with Disney World and Universal Studios just around the corner, it would appear that Orlando residents are in dire need of an adult entertainment source. And the relentless searching has put Orlando at the top of the list of America's porn-craving cities. Men's Health magazine drew from stats based on the amount of X-rated DVDs purchased, rented, or streamed, number of adult entertainment source porn searches on Google's and Cinemax subscribing households. So here we go. The most porn-friendly cities are Orlando, Las Vegas, Wilmington, Delaware, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Please say there's Palm Springs on there.
No.
Damn it.
Minneapolis, Anchorage, Alaska, and Tampa.
Yeah.
The least friendly cities? Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge, Lubbock, Texas, Toledo, Ohio, and Fargo, North Dakota.
North Dakota. Well, they can't even get internet out there.
I would think that somewhere in California, like, I know that's true. That
yeah,
LA
no,
would
I was thinking
more.
Palm Springs because Palm Springs is kind of similar to Orlando, Florida with,
right,
the,
with the
amount
people.
Of older people there. And there's like there's a huge gay population there too, because I wanted to share a story that I was staying with some friends, and one of the houses next door was an old gay man, and he couldn't figure out to hook up his computer to his plasma television so he can watch porn. So I actually helped an old gay man hook up his...
So you can watch porn?
Yeah.
Where was this? In where? In Palm Springs?
In Palm Springs,
oh, that's
yeah.
That's so funny.
See, I'm not hating. I'm hooking the guy up.
I know,
he can
but
figure
I don't
it out.
Understand why you don't like... We'll get into this later, but why you don't like porn.
Because I want to actually have sex with somebody. That's
right.
Why.
You can't always.
Yeah. The same thing with me with strip clubs. I don't want to go to strip club because I want to.
I have a lot of guy friends with it.
I'd rather spend $20 on a movie. Well, you can't even go to a movie for $20 these
Can
days.
Can you not? How much are movies? I haven't been to a movie.
It'd be
in
at
years.
Least 25 bucks. So I'd rather
for
spend
one
30
movie
bucks.
Ticket?
Yeah. No, no, no. For two. Because you're a guy, you got to pay. So let's say I'd rather pay $30 on a chance of taking some girl to the movies and ending up sleeping with her than knowing that I'm going to go spend all this money for sure at this
right.
club and not sleep with that person.
Right.
Unless, you know, I spend a lot of money, then I'll sleep with them and then I'll probably
then you wouldn't want that, right?
Then I'll probably get some Dungeness then.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you, man. I feel you. Okay, well, we've got some emails now.
Yes.
And next we're going to be getting into porn. But thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love hearing from you, love hearing from the peeps, and we just love it. Morning, Emily. Just want to say thank you for a nice podcast. I just got to Sex Podcast and came across yours. The first one I heard was Finger Techniques, and I was floored. Wow. Here's a little bit about me. I'm Polish and married to a hot Puerto Rico woman for 15 years. Our sex life is great, but it could always use improvement. Well, I used your advice about G-spot, and I never heard my wife scream so loud in my life. I'm hooked on your podcast. It's amazing. Thanks again, Bart from South Jersey.
Bart.
He gave his wife a screaming G-spot orgasm because of our show. That is why I am on the planet. That's why I exist in the universe.
You just get
is
off.
To get emails like this in the morning. This just came in and it made my day.
You get off on other people's orgasms.
I do. And I can barely have one of my own. No, I can. But
without the rock box.
I haven't used the rock box yet. But you want to know what's embarrassing? The entire camera crew was in my house the other day. Yeah. And it fell. I put all my sex toys away because they were filming in my house. And I put it on top of my washer dryer where the storage is, whatever. And it just fell down in the middle of the day, the rock box. It's huge. You should see it. It is a power tool. It's got a cord that is like the longest sex toy cord you've ever seen, plugs into the wall. And we're talking about the hot rock box, which is the strongest
vibrator
on the planet. And I'm afraid to use it.
I'm afraid for women to use it.
I'm afraid my vagina is going to fall off.
I'm going to blow out your vagina.
I'm going to blow out my vagina.
Blow out your giner. You don't want
to. I don't want
that
to happen. But, speaking of blowing out my vagina, the next email. Dear Emily, I love your show. My sex life has been so much better since I started listening to your show, especially with my discovery of the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Oh, your favorite.
Which, that was the reigning strongest vibrator until the rock box. Anyway, I recently started talking to my boyfriend about his fantasies and found out that he has a bondage submission fantasy where I would be the submissive one. It doesn't seem like something I'd be into, but I'm trying everything at least once. When I told him I'd be open to trying it, he said I wouldn't like it because I don't like having my head pushed down during oral. But that hasn't deterred me. I don't know about this kind of sex play, so I was hoping you would have some suggestions for me. I'm trying this out for the first time. Also, if I find that I'm not into it, what would that mean for a relationship? Is it possible to have a successful relationship if I'm not able to satisfy this desire he has? Thanks so much, Leah from Reno, Nevada. She's a premium member. Okay. So I think that, so submission can mean so many things. First of all, I think that's hot that he wants you to be submissive. I would love a guy to say, like, I just want to dominate you, because that's more common than the woman being dominated than the man. And just because you don't like having your head pushed down during oral sex, because we always talk about the infamous head push when a guy pushes your head down there, maybe you can get into it and just know that he's doing it because it turns him on, and you can just kind of change your mindset that he's not doing it to be degrading. He just wants to have a blowjob and thinks it'll be hot if he pushes your head down there. That's one thing. But be clear about the kind of bondage you want and you want to expect. How much struggle you want and attempt to escape, and how much you want to be free. So how much struggle and attempt to escape. So you need like safe words. So how far does he want to go? I would say start out very slow. Like maybe he ties your arms together, blindfolds you. I mean, there's ways to be submissive and not totally like him pushing you around and doing all the stuff. So I would say the first time you do it, you just explore. You don't do 100 different moves. You do one or two different things. It's not always easy for your dominant partner to know how it feels to you. So don't be afraid if your skin is pinching or he's hurting you in any way. You should have a safe word. Safe words are very important.
What would your safe word be? Tacos?
I was just going to say chicken, and I don't know why.
Really?
Chicken.
Chicken. No, yours that's would be not taco. Sexy. Mine would be tacos, and I would orgasm.
Yours would be double-decker tacos.
The double-decker for alarm taco.
I know. You keep writing about that on your Facebook wall.
1997, it got discontinued by Taco Bell, and I want to bring it back.
I bet you could bring it back.
I'm trying. But it's funny that you're bringing this up, because I was watching television last night, as I always do, and we brought this up on the show. The craze right now is 50 Shades of Grey.
Uh-huh.
50 Shades of Grey. And I don't condone this, because the whole time that we've been doing the show together, I've been trying to promote women need to be more aggressive and the guys need to be more submissive.
Right.
But this 50 Shades of Grey is all about the girl being
submissive. I got to read it. My bookstore just called me and they have it for me because it was sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 50 Shades
People
of Grey.
People are going
They're calling
insane.
It mommy porn. She gets tied up. She gets... Mm-hmm. So I just, what were they saying about it? Was it like a news story on it?
Well, it was just saying like the whole like focus of the book is she's a very powerful woman in life, but in the bedroom, she's submissive to this guy.
Right.
You know, and then that's what their fantasies are.
Right, exactly.
You know, but the guys, they want to be dominated by the woman. See, you guys just can't, come on.
Some guys want to be dominated, but you want to be dominated. But you don't want to be tied up. You just want initiation.
Yeah,
I
want
the woman
to
initiate.
Yeah.
But I would say that I think it's – first of all, Leah, I want to say that I think it's awesome that you started talking to your boyfriend about his fantasies. And we always talk about that in the show. That's one of the most important things you should talk about. But I think that you say that you're not into being submissive, but you might be. Like, if you've never done it, I would just try to, like, clear your mind of all expectations, establish a safe word, and hopefully you won't be too rough with you the first time, but you might actually find that you like it. If you don't like it, you tried it. But you got to just try it, and then I would try out one of your sex fantasies next. Tell them what really turns you on.
Yeah, you want to be one of the McDonald's characters dressed up as the Hamburglar. Yeah, that's what you want to do for
me?
Your man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would like to dress up as a Hamburglar. And another thing I for bondage that I would just like to say is that I love bondage tape. I just got a new – you know how I love bondage tape. It looks like electrical tape. Mm-hmm. You don't need any special knots or tying or wires or clips.
You don't like anything complicated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
simplify,
the easiest
people.
Thing in the world. It sticks together, and you can buy it at Adam and Eve. You could buy it at Good Vibrations, GV Emily 15, and you use 15 for 15% off anything from goodvibes.com. I just got my bondage tape there. So, don't be afraid to tell them what you want, such as if you've got pinched skin or unexpected discomfort as soon as you notice them, and get a safe word. I don't know what your safe word would be. I need a better safe word than chicken. Chicken Parmesan?
No. Yours has to be sexy. Mine would just be involving food. Mine would
what
be
is
Taco
my
Bell.
Safe word?
Taco Bell. That'd be mine.
That's hot.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to orgasm.
Okay.
Yours would be vagina.
Vajager.
Because you hate that. You hate vagina. Or you're on board with vagina now.
Yeah, I like...
What word do you hate me saying the most, other than everything that comes out of my mouth? There was something that really bothered you that I said. Oh, thank you. That was funny.
Vagina. I don't like the word vagina, which I use all the time, but it's just not pretty, the vagina. Vag. I don't like that.
That's not sexy. I wouldn't say
I don't
vag.
Like when people say... what does Oprah say? Like your...
Vajayjay. I hate vajayjay.
Ew, I hate the vajayjay. What other words don't I like? I think it was mostly
commitment.
Commitment. I hate commitment. Why am I so bad at commitment? I can't even commit to lunch. I didn't know if I should get a Diet Coke or a Mountain Dew. I didn't get anything.
Are you serious?
The
Mountain
Dew
is delicious.
I know. It looks good. Did you drink it all?
Yeah.
Is it all gone?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like goat piss. It's delicious.
Ew. Why is it like open?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's mountain. It's supposed to be in the mountains and there's goats.
Oh, grody. Okay.
And it looks like goat piss.
Okay, you're right.
But it's delicious. I love
it. It's delicioso. Okay, let's move into our topic. It's a porn show. We're talking about porn. Porn related.
Pornography. All right. Okay. What is your favorite pornography, Emily Morris?
I don't have a favorite porn. I'm not a big porn watcher. I don't have, even though I have 20,000 porns at home and that my Fire TV porn box.
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite porn.
Oh, let me ask you this. This was a good topic that was brought up. We're going to go back real quick to the three old ladies that watched the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
We should post it on
our website. They were fighting with each other over the fact, is it a porn?
Oh, and in the video they were?
Is the video that was put out, was that a porn? And like half of the girl, there's only three of them, but like two of them were like, no, these are two people making love, which I don't really think they were making love, but these are two people that are a couple having sex.
Right.
It was not a porn that taped each other.
Right. So what's like the definition of porn?
I mean, I believe a porn, is people that are getting like hired to do sexual acts. Kim Kardashian and Ray J were not hired to do this. I mean, eventually
I think
they ended
pornography
up.
Pornography is just when you're making a sex, when you're having sex on film.
So that is a porno that they put out?
Yeah, I think that's pornography. Yeah.
Really?
I think that's a form of pornography. Yeah. Did you know the concept of pornography was invented in Victorian times and defined as something separate, different, and lewd pertaining to prostitutes? We still keep some of these ideas about porn, for better or for worse. Since the 1800s, every new medium of communication has been involved in spreading pornography, to where it's now a $15 billion a year industry in the United States alone.
Hell yeah.
Like every medium of communication, like
The
VCR, you know.
There's nothing. There's nothing out there.
Do people
that
watch
you can think
porn
of
on their iPhones, right?
Yeah, of course.
All the time. I never have.
YouPorn.
Just go to porn. Is that the best one?
I don't know.
You don't watch
but
porn.
This one,
don't you ever watch porn though? Like, aren't you ever like?
No, I I'm involved with a website. I'm a member of a website where people consider it porn. I mean, there's no sexual acts being done, but I'm friends with the – remember, I always talk about the suicide girls.
Yeah.
There's naked girls on there. Do you consider that porn? No one's banging each other. I mean, some of the girls are making out once in a while.
That's a really good question. I do think it's
Okay, let me tell you this. Is Playboy porn? Or is Playboy – artistic photos of women naked.
It's pornography.
It's pornography?
Yeah, and the overall, yeah, it falls under the umbrella of pornography.
I consider whatever it is sexual acts pornography. Because if you saw in an art gallery a naked woman in black and white looking away from the camera, you would think it's a piece of art. You wouldn't think it was porn.
Right. But correct? Why is a magazine...
Why is that porn then? I consider
it's created because it's more, you know, there's like
I consider
cum
like
shots.
Penthouse is there's no cum shots in Playboy, but like
no,
Penthouse
she's got cum dripping down her breasts in the picture.
That is not in Playboy. They don't have that in
they
Playboy.
Don't?
No.
I haven't looked at Playboy in years.
There's no cum shots in Playboy.
Okay. Well,
Jesus H.
Well, but don't you think no, and I
everyone
don't think,
knows that.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. I haven't looked at Playboy in years.
Yeah, but I don't consider
I used to just look at the center. My dad used to get it.
Yeah, I think it's a double standard when it comes to photos of women that are naked. They're just because they're on the internet. Or versus them, the photos hanging up in an art gallery. I think it's a total double standard because I believe it's the same effing thing. Sexual acts, that is pornography.
I think that pornography is anything that is used and developed as a tool for people to get off.
Dude, people are going to masturbate to the black and white photo in the art gallery of
no,
the
not.
Woman. Naked, yes,
they're
they
not going to splooge all over an art gallery.
A man
photo.
Is going to take that image in his head and he's going to take it home and
right.
pleasure
maybe,
himself.
Maybe. Some people would call that
so,
porn, though. And
then I'm
going to
say
lewd.
It's pornography then.
Okay, do that.
It's all pornography.
But no, that's a very good, that's very interesting. There's a lot of things that are debated. Like,
anything,
what's erotica versus pornography, like versus, you know.
All right, anything that involves somebody being naked, you say is porn. No matter what.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the photo in the gallery is, I don't know. I don't want to go there right now. My head hurts. I got to get there.
Oh, no. Right. Well, okay. Email us, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Or
what
tweet.
Do you think
tweet
is porn?
Better.
Tweet us. Sex yeah, tweet. Oh, yeah. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily, and you can find Menace and all those places, White Menace.
Yes. And that's a very good debate. I would like to see what people have to say about that.
Yeah.
Is Playboy porn? I mean, that's pretty much the easiest way to...
Playboy magazine is pornography.
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, people...
There's no penetration. There's no cum shots like you might think there is. There's
that's
none
Penthouse,
of that.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to like Penthouse when I was
I'm
girl.
Sure you did. Because
yeah, did.
Women are peeing in bowls and stuff.
There was... Women are what? I used to like the deer... The that was in Playboy. The erotica. When they would do the Playboy letters, like the
yeah,
women
yeah,
are
yeah.
like, he came in and he, you uh-huh. know.
Now is that porn? There's no photos involved.
That's more erotica. They call it erotica.
That's not pornography. Like, it's putting images in your head.
I should know all this
it's
stuff,
sexual.
But I don't know the exact answer. There, erotica versus porn, like it's written.
Yeah, but is this a weird definition of
yeah.
porn?
Yeah. Wait, let's look it up. Let's look all it up, right. Steven. Are you in line?
Erotica porn. I don't know.
I feel like
I believe that is actually more porn than Playboy is.
Really?
Because this is actually like it's building an image in your head of a sexual act. That's pornography.
I think it's a very loose definition.
All right.
Hold on, I'm searching.
It says, is Playboy pornography?
Distinction is often made between erotica and pornography.
All right.
There's a distinction made between erotica and pornography.
Okay. Again, I am right,
okay,
as always. But
no, it's a depiction of erotic behavior. So the woman in the black and white photo is not doing anything erotic, perhaps.
Porn's objective is to graphically depict sex.
Oh, wait, come here. Get on the mic because people can't hear you.
Come here,
Steven. Hold on 1 second. All
this
right.
is intern Steve.
Well, this is according to Wikipedia, which, you know, you can never trust. But it says that pornography has the objective of graphically depicting sexually explicit scenes, whereas... I guess erotica is more artful.
RLC. Everyone tries to hide under the art thing. Everyone says
erotica. Erotica is more artful, people say.
You know
what?
Art is a bunch of crap. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man.
I went to art school. I know.
Okay, the depiction of erotic. This is Merriam-Webster's definition.
Here's a ball.
The depiction of erotic. The depiction of erotic behavior, as in pictures or writing, intended to cause sexual excitement. So there needs the intention to cause sexual excitement. If you're telling
me that's what erotica is,
Playboy magazine's intention is to cause sexual arousal, sexual excitement. The black and white photograph might cause sexual excitement, but that's probably not why it's hanging in the art gallery.
Then why show a woman naked?
Because it's beautiful.
And a woman's not beautiful naked in the Playboy
magazine.
She's
spreading her lips and like her tongue's hanging out.
She's not.
And you know what lips
dude,
I'm talking
what
about.
What Playboys are you looking at,
don't
man?
They do that in Playboy? What planet am I on? I don't know. I don't. Fine. I'm moving on.
All right. It's a good debate for the listeners.
It's a great debate. What do you consider porn? I mean, it's been going on. We studied this in college, but that was a long time ago. Okay. What's the problem with porn? Porn addiction. They say children as young as 8 have been found to have the symptoms of addiction to pornography due to its accessibility. This leads me to my godson, who was 9 years old or 8 years old when he took his dad's iPhone and typed in pretty girls with big boobs at 9
what?
Years old.
At 9?
Yeah. And
that's
and then
crazy.
My yeah, his dad was like, "We got to talk." Yeah.
Wow.
He
well,
was 9.
Well, there's probably kids at the playground like talking about it, you know?
I know. He just likes he's like has a crush on me. Like he's like,
no.
"When you coming back?" Like
I'm his godmother. No. I know, but as crazy as this sounds, folks, parents, I mean, I don't know how it was in your days, but when I was at the playground in first grade, we are already swearing and talking about sex in first grade.
You were in first grade?
Yeah. I got in kindergarten, I got kicked out of school for the day because I was cussing on the playground. Like, that's how it is these days, folks.
I want to see
sorry.
Pictures of you when you were little.
Oh, I don't know what happened, but I was extremely cute back
I'm
then.
I'm sure you were. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But I,
so you learned at a young age.
Yeah.
I don't remember learning
everybody
about
was
it.
I don't I think the times have really changed.
They
I'm
changed.
Sure it's even more insane because back then when I was talking about it on the playground with my friends, we didn't have the internet.
Well,
we
yeah.
couldn't Google this kind of stuff.
Right.
So now imagine kids are super smart these days. They know about the internet. They know about Google. So when you're talking about it on the playground, the moment you get your hands on a computer, you're Googling, what is a fifi bag?
Right. What is a fifi bag? I don't even know. You guys can't laugh about me. What is
it's
it?
It's a masturbation, homemade masturbation tool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, like,
I'm like
oh,
cool.
You're like, oh, hey, man, you know, got my fifi bag. And
when
you're
did
like,
you start masturbating? How old were you?
I had to be a teenager. I wasn't doing it early.
You weren't doing it
yeah,
early?
But I don't know how I figured it out. Like, we weren't really talking about it. We weren't talking about masturbation. No, we're talking about chicks.
I wish that
like
people
that.
No, guys, people – no one talks about masturbation, which is why it never occurred to me to masturbate.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. So the most common concern, though, about pornography is that it indirectly hurts women by encouraging sexism, raising sexual expectations, and thereby harming relationships. So this is what we've all heard, like, in college, and it was, like, all
debated.
All
a bunch of hocus pocus.
You can argue this can be seen in the mainstreaming of waxed pubic hair, breast implants, butthole bleaching, and eating disorders. 99% of porn, these are some of the problems or issues with porn, is made by men for men, where the end game is to get the man off rather than the woman.
Yeah.
A lot of feminist critics bash porn for the sex and production in porn being aggressive and negligent towards women. But when porn is marketed as lady-friendly, it supports the idea that women are modest and fragile and have to be accommodated to a specific male – have to be accommodated in a specific male-produced way. They say it is limiting the expression of women's sexualities. But I have to say, we're going to get into this in a little bit, but there's so much porn now for women made by women. There's porn for couples. Like if you go to Good Vibrations or if you go into Adam and Eve, like there's thousands of titles and you can sort by good for couples, good for women. So it's changed a lot. But I back in the day, like even probably 10 years ago, that was all for men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed. So at the base of it all, people don't talk about porn a lot. We get vulnerable when we're naked. Sexual egos are fragile. And it's difficult to talk about sex to the people you're having it with why you're actually having it, because you're terrified of hurting your partner's feelings as or derailing the sex. But you want to please your partner, so you seize the cues from any place you can. And if the only cues you have from porn, then those are the ones that you'll take. So these are some things not to take from porn, because I feel like a lot of people, like a lot of men, right, learn. Did you feel like you learned – well, you don't watch porn, but when you were younger, did you watch porn?
No. I learned a lot of stuff just, you know, talking with friends about things.
So like the first time you had sex, you watched porn?
No. Oh, well, yeah, but I wasn't like watching porn.
You weren't like taking notes.
Regular. I probably – before I had sex, which wasn't until I was 18, I probably seen a porn 3 or 4 times in my life, right, or something like that.
Yeah, same with me.
It wasn't – and like one of them, which I guess we're still debating if it's a porn or not, was like the Tommy Lee sex tape or something like that, you know?
Right. I mean, just yeah, that's that porn. Popular. That is the type of porn. What is sex tape versus porn? It's like a fold under the umbrella.
I don't think it's a porn unless, you know, they were paid to do
it. It's erotic. It's images meant to titillate. And the reason – but the people who are putting it
out. Yeah, but that was meant for them to see.
Yeah, but they knew they were filming it. And then once it became a sex tape, it became pornography. Okay, listen. So there's reasons why women might not like porn. When women watch porn, they don't always see it the same way as men. Is that the kind of sex you expect her to give to you? Do you wish that she looked like that? She likely feels a subconscious pressure to perform like a porn star, to look a porn star, to look like one, and to be sexually talented and adventurous as a porn star. These concerns are along the same lines as men thinking, is my penis big enough? She may be raised very conservative. And so, like I said at the beginning, when I had a boyfriend in my 20s who watched porn, I was really confused by it because I was like, I don't have blonde, you know, what's whatever porn he showed me, blonde hair, big fake boobs, and I'm not doing all these things. Am I inadequate? Like, I thought I was having the best sex of my life, you know, at 22, whatever. It was amazing sex, I thought, or probably, I don't know if it would still stand the test of time, but it was good. I thought he needed more and I wasn't pleasing him enough. This is really common for women to think that.
You know what? I think all these theories, all that stuff is just BS.
What theories?
I'll tell you. like how it's like ruining people's sex lives and all that stuff. I think it's a bunch of crap. This is what porn has done for men to women. All right. Increase facials where men orgasms on a woman's face.
Right.
That's it. And Pound Town, where guys just jackrabbit.
Right, and
because
that's
what's going on the entire porn. Because they're just jackrabbiting the whole time. That's it. Those are the two things that
there's more.
Porn has increased.
There's
That's
more.
It. All this other stuff is bull.
It's not bullshit, ready?
It is.
What not to take from porn? Don't blindly co-op moves and techniques you see without first understanding what is fulfilling to you and your partner. So there are lots of moves in porn that don't necessarily feel good for the woman, like Pound Town, going to Pound Town really hard and like jackrabbiting.
Yeah.
Assuming that your partner is into the standards of porn production, it would be like the money shots, choking, rough and fast sex, especially rough oral sex, like throat effing, pulling out and slapping your vagina with your penis.
Wow.
Slapping the vagina with your penis. Unprepared anal, ass to mouth.
Well, you're
the
a big
idea
fan of that.
That male ejaculation is the absolute end game of sex.
Yeah.
That is what not to take from porn. That the male ejaculation is like, it's always about the money shot. It's always about when the man comes. It's not about the woman. That's not what to take from porn. All those things. But what you can take from porn, and when it is good, is when you engage your fantasies and ask yourself what you like, what you want to try, if you want to dress up, if you want to role play, and try new positions, and there's just a few avenues to explore. Ask yourself, what sites or videos do I go through to continually? If you're trying to figure out what you really like, what scenes or films turn me on the most? Learn to identify and understand your fantasies through the porn that you watch and through what you're attracted to. So, you know, you might get more creative about where sex takes place because porn is often like, you know, taking place in weird places, strange places other than the bedroom. You could take the initiative. Sex doesn't have to be bounded by time constraints or gender roles. Both partners can get sex started. the importance of undressing. Porn tends to jump straight to nudity, but taking clothes off is just as important, as we always talk about on the show, that you need to undress. Dirty talk. Don't go overboard at first, but jazz it up once in a while. So these are some things that you can learn from porn. Get out of the dark. Don't let body insecurities get in the way of sex and enjoying each other's companies. So how do you introduce porn into your relationship? Because I think that porn can be, if she's down with it and he's down with it, a good tool to learn about.
Yeah, you just hang out at the house and go, hey, you want to watch porn?
So for guys, discover her feelings about it. You might find out that she thinks porn is gross and disgusting. And if this is the case, make sure you think carefully about your course of action and whether introducing porn is a good idea at all.
I was actually dating a girl that wanted to watch porn.
Yeah.
She's and like, did you? Oh, we should watch porn. I was like, no, it's weird. Let's just have sex.
Yeah, I've watched porn with the guy. It's cool. So talk it out with her. Has she ever watched it before? What did she like? You have to be ready for the idea that she may be into something that you're not into. So imagine that. If she's like, I want to see a guy being anally penetrated, for example. Mm. I know I have a lot of friends who like gay porn. Anyway, she might find that hot. How do you feel about that? Find something to watch together. So if you go to adamandeve.com, they've got tons of porn for couples, like the Kama Sutra, Intimate Encounters, 101 Positions for Lovers, Candida Royale's Femme, Cry Wolf, the Texas Vibrator Massacre. That's for goofy couples. There's Pirates, Pirates 2. I mean, there's all this stuff.
Oh, Pirates is like – that's a porn that I actually want to watch because apparently it's the highest budgeted porn of all time. It had like $1 million budget.
Yeah, do you want me to get you a copy of it?
Yeah, I would just like to see the production value. Okay. I'm being dead honest.
Like, watch at the office. He's like, I just like to see the production. You don't think you get a boner?
I just
want to
see, like, it's supposed to be the porno with the highest budget ever. I want to see
is
how it actually
really?
Looks.
That's the most popular. And there's a Pirates too. Good vibes. Good Vibrations also offers hand-selected, ethical, sex-positive, and feminist erotic videos. So Good Vibes is much more like... Yeah, sex positive, feminist, erotic. And their website offers pay-by-the-minute on-demand videos. So you could try out different videos out there. So you can – and there's also a lot of how-to porn. How to perform oral sex. How to penetrate my partner. How to do Kama Sutra. How to do erotic massage. There's some great how-to videos, which you can learn a lot from. And the first time you break out porn for the two of you, it shouldn't be the craziest DVD you could find. Start out with something sexy. Don't force her to watch something if she's not open to it. That's what I got for you in porn. And I got to say again, if you're looking, if this is getting you interested and getting you hot and excited, Good Vibes has a great selection. Goodvibes.com, GVEmily15, use 15%, you get 15% off.
Or do you know what you can do? Here's a little
idea. Oh, God. What are you going to say?
You would say my DVD player is broken. I only have VHS, and then you pop in the Goonies, and for some reason, in the middle of the Goonies, it is like a silver like screen happens, and then boom, a porno
sounds
starts
like
playing.
A mistake.
Yeah, like it just looked like somebody taped
to
over.
That's
by
good.
Accident.
Just trick her into it.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, Menace.
Amazing. I'm sure she'll totally embrace it.
I'm sure she'll love that. Yeah. So that's just some porn tips. Check it out. Porn can be fun. Porn can be your friend, but watch out for the pitfalls. Don't become addicted to it.
Addict.
That's what we got for you today. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.